around like white people and they say something like
off the wall.
No, because like, so we work in a very multicultural environment. Hey, y'all, how y'all doing? I got to get this shit out before I forget. And they be saying like off the, like, gosh darn it.
Okay. Like, what's wrong with that?
You know, they got their little.
Look, like G Wilkins, so we have, and yes, all that kind of stuff.
So you know how we, yes, have Ebonics? Yes. Like, what would you call them for our Caucasoid?
Tanbonics?
What? They're white.
Eurobonics?
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 Yeah, because they're from Europe. And they're bonics.
Alabaster euphemisms? I don't know.
There you go.
Alabaster.
I like that. Alabaster euphemisms.
I like that. Alabaster euphemisms.
It's so magnificant that white the white culture.
Lord,
that, and they're so entertaining. I really love my brothers and sisters, my light-skinned brothers and sisters, because they're fascinated with us and we're just as fascinated with them. And they just say some of the like quirkiest little things, and I just sometimes can't help but just get so tickled. And I just want y'all to know, y'all are funny too.
Who's funny?
Y'all are our alabaster friends and family.
Yeah. Like, I mean, everybody's funny.
Yeah. But if you've noticed, white people tend to adapt and adopt our culture more, especially now. Especially now.
Right.
Because you know, it wasn't politically correct to do it 25 years ago. But now I see a little young white boy riding down the street listening to Future. I'm like, look, Lord, Hammer, look at this here. I told y'all I went to the Kevin Gates concert and the little white girl sitting in front of me was singing all the shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'd be damn. See, he don't want Chelsea to like all this shit. But he already know that Chelsea's going to marry Tyreek and he going to have some black grandchildren. And he's accepted that.
He's accepting.
Yeah, because she's never going back.
Never.
It's like the black wife effect.
Except the opposite.
Yeah, I feel like once them black men get a little taste of that black nectar, it's no going back. He's not going to be able to marry Catherine after he done had Tanya and Tamika. It's over for him. He done went to the dark side.
Well, think about the little young ones we work with.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I'm just saying.
You got one little alabaster, you know.
He teeters.
He teeters, but you know.
And I don't think ain't no coming back for him.
We know his preference. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's because society is more diverse, and well, in some areas,
social media,
yeah, and the influence has made it more acceptable.
Yes. And also, too, you got to think about it, too. He's in a military environment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's acceptable.
It's a melting pot of cultures.
Yeah.
The military always has been.
Yeah.
But we know what he likes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay on task today.
Okay. Mm. Stay on task. Mm.
We gonna just talk about some current events.
And maybe Nurse Neek can balance us out, because I'm probably not going to be.
Yeah, we have Nurse Neek a little bit.
Hey welcome Nurse Neek back again. Yeah, because I'm Bonnie, you know, it's birthday season.
And she out hoeing.
Yes, it's birthday season.
I was going to just 2 weeks in a row. Herself.
Yeah, she is. She always say that.
2 weeks of hoeing.
She always say we all hoeing.
Except when it's her turn.
Yeah. I don't be hoeing. I be back in time.
No, come on.
A little bit.
So she always talk trash about us. She's and say we hoeing.
They got a hoe all weekend.
What you mean?
I hoe and get on. I hoe sometime.
I'm about to start the countdown.
I hoe and get
it's
on
over.
The road and
it's
be
the
and
final
be back
countdown.
For the taping with my hair standing on top of my head and my draw legs be hanging off.
Be dehydrated. And
yeah, but I'm here.
And you had a good. Here. And you
thank
had a good
God
time.
By the grace of God, I'm here.
Yeah. Look, still got my bracelets indentures smashed up in my fucking face. he beat my back out of me.
I gotta take y'all. Hold on, let me gotta go off for a minute. I remember one time my cousin came in from a weekend. My grandma said, "Look at you. Look like something ran over you. Coochie tenders." God damn! There's a coochie tender. She told me you ain't a tenderizer. I said, it should have been against the law for my grandmother to talk the way she used to.
But don't you just love it though?
I was like, you ain't supposed to be saying shit like that though. In front of kids.
Come on, you've heard some of the stuff my grandma said.
Because I'm looking at my cousin like, coochie tender.
And now you know.
And now I know.
But now you know.
Because I done had my
He done took that mallet and tenderized it.
Oh, God. Help me.
See?
Mm-mm. Which goes into the show's topic today. To hell in the hen basket.
Is that where we're going?
That's where we're going if we don't get our lives together.
Okay. My life together. What about you?
I thought mine was together.
Just a tad.
You gonna read the scripture. Deaconess.
You gotta do like the man say, read.
Read. Go to the scripture of the revelations.
And when you get there, everybody say amen.
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 And you can find it in the, you gotta tell them if you can find it in the New or the Old Testament.
Old King James.
Yeah. Oh God.
See, that's why.
And so
what did Timothy say?
Due to the topic of today, put my readers on.
Yeah.
This is from 2 Timothy. Third chapter, and it says, the dangers of the last days. This is the New Living Translation.
Come on, Jesus.
Y'all forgot my granddaddy was a minister.
That's right. Come on. Let
him use you. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days, there will be very difficult times for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud. Scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. Nothing. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will be betrayed by their friends. They will be reckless, be puffed with pride and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. They are the kind who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Such women are forever following new teachings, but they are never able to understand the truth.
What did one say about the puff? They're puffed.
Let me go back. And that is.
Ain't that hit the nail on the head?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed with pride.
Be puffed.
And love pleasure rather than God. And
be puffed.
And that is the reading. And it's just the Baptist growing up in the Baptist church. And that is the reading of God's word. And let us all say amen.
Amen.
Everything that we said, that was just stated.
Uh-huh.
We're living in it right now.
Right now.
I could think of things and think of people as I was reading the scripture. And I know these words have been around for years.
Which part of that stuck out to y'all? Because I'm going to tell you which part stuck out to me. It was how the demon spirit, I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. came in to your household and took your confidence. Remember in there where they where the bad spirit came in and took the confidence out of the household?
Let me finish reading verses 8 and 9, because it says, these Come teachers on, oppose the truth just as James opposed Moses. Mm-hmm. And they have deprived minds and a counterfeit of faith. Mm. But they won't get away with this for long. Mm. Someday, everyone will recognize what fools they are, just as Janice and Jambres.
God. So,
I think we're...
Granny said the truth always comes to the light, don't
we? We are definitely living in what was stated above, but I think in the end, especially when it says someday everyone will recognize, I think that's why everybody is telling their truth and coming out in the truth that's going on now. But to answer your question, Yoshi, for me, it was a lot of it that stuck out, but I really think it's the one that said, for people will only love themselves and their money. That's the one. Because I see it a lot.
Money is the root of all evil.
And it's not money. It's the love of money.
It's the love of money.
It's the love of money that's the root of all evil.
Bone Thugs told y'all.
But because of that, they are betraying their friends. They are speaking reckless out their mouths. Mm-hmm. And they puff with pride because they're invincible, because they don't think nobody's ever going to
be able to touch them or do anything to them.
So it's like my grandma used to say, it's all in the book if you just read it.
There you go. And she just read it.
It's all
and
in the
she
book.
Just read, read it to you.
She did.
Ooh, we got to screenshot that so we could post it on the page. Because that was
But that's what happened when you turn from God and serve man.
Right.
Yeah. And serve idols.
It is.
Because money is an idol.
It is.
Stardom and what do you call it? What do they call an influencer? Platforms are an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all will sell your soul for followers. You'll do anything.
Yeah.
To have someone to follow you, because your followers help you to monetize. It all come back to money, right?
That's it.
Because, yes, we need the money to buy the things that we want. But I've said on a couple of shows before that for someone like me who loves money and loves to make money so I can have the things that I want, at 47... money isn't as important to me anymore. I've had it. I've had big houses. I've had all the clothes and shoes I want. I've vacationed to the most beautiful places. And I think once you have been able to have a lot of the experiences that you want, the desire for more or the calming of the desires are two different planes. And I'm more on the calming.
Yes.
Because I have been at fulfillment in so many things. My taste for things are calmer now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you could go either way. Mm-hmm. You could be greedy and want more. Or you can be like, you know what? I have had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
If I die tomorrow,
I've lived
and I'm good. And that's where I'm at. I don't crave more. I'm like, now I just want to live in the moment. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have my phone out and record. I want to have my eyes set and experience the experience. I want people to come to me and say, thank you for a beautiful experience, rather than post it to my page.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's growth.
Yeah, it is growth.
And that is,
it just shows some of the greatest things in life isn't about money.
Right.
Mm-mm, it's not.
Peace of mind. And just a good feeling to have, you know, throughout your whole, you know, mind, body, spirit. I think that's what's important. And I wish we could all get back to that. Will that happen? No. Because in these last days where we are uncovering all these demons, we just showing y'all how it's going to get worse before it get better. Yeah? How did the little old people say, yeah?
What was the scripture that
stood out to you? Nico.
I don't have just one part of it. Mm-hmm. I took it as a whole. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I took it as a whole. And like I say, we are serving, I know you said idols, but we're serving man. But these are things that man have created. Mm-hmm. We've kind of turned away from what is in the book and serving the God to doing these idols and certain things and the money. Mm-hmm. So I won't say it was one thing in particular. It was as a whole.
That was mm-hmm. funny you said that, because now in thinking about it, mm-hmm. God did not create money. What did they do early on in biblical days?
They bartered services. Yeah. They bartered.
You build my house, I'll
give you a crop.
Give you, right.
Or take care of your children, or you yeah. know, yeah.
And I think it was, so not give to say eggs, we didn't have, milk. We didn't, mm-hmm. we, yeah, not to say we didn't mm-hmm. have deviant behavior then.
Right.
But it was like, not like this. My God. Ooh. So, in what you want to say?
I guess I'm just thinking about how some people that do have money and that are responsible with their money, and some of them that are the millionaires, like, you wouldn't even know that they are, versus the ones that tend to have, you know, let everybody know. I guess that's there for our entertainment. Mm-hmm. So I wonder sometimes if the ones that are there being flashy, you know, I always say when people talk about reality TV, like, we only see a part of their lives. Mm-hmm. Is that person really like this? Are they, you know, do they really or just live lavishly like this, or are very arrogant, disrespectful, mean, and all of that stuff? So I wonder if it's like that. But then I look at those millionaires people that are millionaires, they're very humble, mm-hmm. still driving, the little Kia Sorento when they go somewhere.
Yeah, their clothes don't have all the labels on it.
Because I think about Nene when they talked about her, when she would wear them, the white t-shirts and jeans all the time. And Nene was like, why I gotta
but
be
who is
dressed
it? Is
up
it
all
Bill
the
Gates
time?
That
Eminem wears a white t-shirt.
Right.
And jeans.
And what is it? Converse. Mm-hmm. He doesn't wear jewelry.
Look at Jay-Z.
He is still one of the richest rappers.
Absolutely.
Because he doesn't waste his money on bullshit.
But that goes back to the love of money.
Mm-hmm. Right. And like you said, Bill Gates probably go right there to Target.
You have never seen a logo on anything that he wears.
And Jay-Z either.
Ever.
Ever.
You've never seen a logo.
Mm-mm. Unless it was his brand.
Yeah. And that when Rockaway was out, but then now, like,
nothing
in the recent, mm-mm. nope, mm-mm, t-shirt, tennis shoes.
You know? They've created their own designer brand, mm-hmm. so they don't, why would you wear somebody else's shit when you got your own clothes?
You know, but I just wonder, you know, is it that, like they said, what they said, puff with pride? Maybe mm-hmm. that's the part where there's like, it's just puffed up. Like, their ego is so big that they're like, okay, you can't touch me. I got money. You right. don't. You know, but they say, you know, once somebody gets money, you'll meet the real person.
Ooh,
and who they are.
Yes.
So I just wonder.
That's just crazy. Wonder. And, you know, so I hate reality TV. I think it's just crazy. Totally scripted. And I think it puts people in such a shitty light. I would never sell my soul to be on reality TV. And if I was to be on reality TV, I would just be so transparent with, you know, certain things in my life, because I would want people to see the real me.
Right.
But I definitely wouldn't be on there portraying like something with what I see on Real Housewives. Because I just feel like that's just a shitty portrayal of those people's personalities. I was like, they got to act better than that.
Well, I don't know. Think about it. Some of the ones that have come across our paths, these Mickey Fickies think that they really are the Real Housewives or whomever.
Yeah, they be like, in our little city of Columbia, we got the Real Housewives of Elgin and Lugoff.
They're entertaining, though.
Yeah, and they funny to me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. At my job, they funny. And I'm just like, that's what y'all doing? I mean, if you think about it, in Columbia, don't we have Real Housewives? We see them on social media every day.
Yeah.
They cliques.
They're cliques.
That was something that was brought up at brunch about the
Columbia
clicking.
Columbia having a lot of cliques.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a part of clicking is, I didn't hear it necessarily in the scripture, but I feel like it has to do with the scripture, because wouldn't we think God would frown on clicking and making people feel like they don't belong in this group versus everything is accepting.
Yes.
All types of people, all walks of life, you know, be a good neighbor and human to the next person. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that with cliques. And then we've seen in clicks how y'all will sit up here and bond and band together and then be talking about each other and fucking
it's
each other.
It's a travesty.
And wives. And that's how you know we're in the last days, because you can sit and observe something and be like, yeah, that's not right. But, and we're either going to speak on it and say, you know, be a martyr and say, hey, this isn't cool.
Right.
I don't approve of this.
Right.
Or we're going to turn the cheek and say, not my business, not my monkey, not my circus. Or just be totally oblivious to it and be like, yeah, so I don't even deal with people, so I don't know what be going on. So it's just three ways you can...
I don't think you, but I'm with the first one to just kind of say, you know, that's not right. Or, I mean, you don't have to publicly, you know, just out somebody or the person, you can pull them to the side and say, hey, we don't supposed to do this.
I don't believe in that. Yeah.
That's not what it's about.
You know, I'm real good about, hey, you wrong for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I made a post.
I always tell people, I'm with you when you're right.
So I may
wrong. I got to. I'm still with you, but you're wrong.
Right, and I am very outspoken when it comes to that, especially with my family. I might not necessarily do it with, you know, people that I am, you know, friendly with or just in passing, but with my family, I will call them to the carpet on shit. I made a post yesterday on social media that basically stated I never not believe Cassie. I always knew that it was some truth to her story with Puff. Didn't know the extent of it. Didn't want to know the extent of it, because I feel like they were a couple and that was their business. So when she outed what was going on, I was just like, it probably did happen, but that it's happened. So what can we do about it now? And if he wronged her in any way, then by right, she's owed whatever. I was just kind of in... You know, like, well, why all of a sudden now is everything coming out? They've been broken up for a while. And not to say just because I said that in my head, did I ever question the validity of anything.
Of her story.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just kind of ask these questions like, well, where the tape been all this time? And what's going on now that everything's stirring up and his house is getting, you know, searched and seized and, you know, all of this stuff.
Everything's so coming to light.
I made the statement that even after this happened, she stayed in the relationship 3 years. Don't know why, but hey, that's on her to have figured out when it was her time to move, right? Everybody got their own time. And I've always been a martyr for people being abused. And I will step in and I will say something and I will be reactive. But while y'all are sensationalizing this video and all of the things wrong in the world, let's go into our private circles and call the people who we see doing this same shit every day to the carpet and hold them accountable. Now, out of all this shit I said, all of it, I had a bitch to send me to hell. It was the point that you put and yet she stayed. Go to hell. First of all, can't no bitch put me in a hell because you can't put me in my place. Joy had to check her and I was like, so you just took yet she stayed out of everything I said? No, ho, you go to hell. All right. And I went to sleep last night and that was that because whatever. And so I say all that to say Puffy is not the first man to whoop ass. He ain't. Your daddy was whooping ass. Your uncle was whooping ass. You might have been whooping ass, sir. So when you repost Puffy shit and talk shit about him, let's talk about all of the ass whoopers. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying he right. I'm just saying if you're going to tell the story, tell it all. That's all I said, right?
That's true.
If you was a liar, tell that you was a liar too. Because he swore up and down. How many weeks ago? He never touched nobody.
He didn't touch anybody.
He was... But then we heard...
What was that, last month? It was back in April.
You're going to make... So. Y'all just want to make me out a villain to, you know, for your own personal gain, He said all this.
He did.
And then you came back on the apology after you was caught red-handed. And now you want to say, I was in a bad place. I was getting there. I had to get therapy. I had to get... But you could have said this last month when you was lying.
But see, he wasn't expected to get caught.
There you go. And so now that I know you a liar, I don't know what you lying about at this point.
You can lie about anything now.
You done stole.
Everything is
you
suspect
done stole
that you
all them artists' money.
And then you gave them back the rights to their royalties. But my understanding is not that much anymore.
Look
it's
at
not
all,
worth
look
that
at all
much.
The ones that's dead.
Right.
You basically gave them death row record deals in a sense at Bad Boy.
Right.
And
that's exactly what. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the exact same
thing. So would that be the same as exploiting someone? Because you know that they're worth so much more, but you choose to pay them less. It could be kind of exploitive.
I don't know if I would put it in that category.
I mean, it's in a sense, it's theft.
Mm-hmm. It's most definitely
because
theft.
You know that you could be paying them more, but you just choose not to. And you know they're hungry for the fame, so they will take less. And I don't like that. I feel like that's very deceptive. That's like if I was a man and I knew that I didn't have good intentions for you, but I needed to bait you in and I told you a bunch of lies and wined you and dined you and did all these things to get you. And now I have you. And then now...
My true colors come out.
Here you go. So, yeah. I don't like all of that.
Going back to what you were stating when you wrote everything, I think it's more of a matter of triggers with the young lady. After she saw, yet she stayed. Even though everything that you wrote was wonderful, it was a trigger for her. So I'm assuming that she was probably in an abusive relationship.
Grew up in that environment. Yeah, she could have grew up in that environment.
And to just see, yet she stayed, it was just a trigger for her.
And I think we've talked once before when I came about victims' mental mentality, I guess I can say that, when they're in an abusive relationship. They think.
But there were other women who had been in those situations and said, yeah.
But that's her experience.
So
yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Sometimes people can't see what someone's perspective is outside of their own feelings.
Right.
And that's how shit get misconstrued.
Right.
And that's how feelings and shit come into play.
Right.
And that's why
I can put I can put a picture of me on Facebook now smiling. Mm-hmm. And somebody will be offended. What's she smiling for?
She laughing at me. And she mocking
did,
me.
And she did my friend like that. What's she smiling for?
She don't have the right to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But it's just when somebody like you was saying, Neek, when somebody has trauma, it does something to their mentality. And sometimes when they're in therapy and they have the right therapist and whatever's working in therapy, it works for them, they will not be easily offended.
Right.
Or at any time, a trigger can come just out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And so... I'm assuming because she did say just go to hell,
mm-hmm.
but I like everybody else. But did you read everything else that Yoshi stated? It was just this one part. And see, that's like we said with the world now. How many 15-second clips everybody gets riled up about?
Right
when somebody says something on a platform
and
like
they
ours.
They didn't see the whole thing.
Right.
And they didn't hear the whole thing. 1 minute. You only got that 15 seconds.
So now I think with what happened with Puff, because he was one of those lovable partying people,
mm-hmm.
I think everybody just wanted to wait. And we already knew Cassie must have had something on him because she was like, tag, you're it. And if you don't respond within a certain... I am going to let
what they say,
go.
She stood 10 toes down.
Yeah. So we already knew something was there. Now, I don't think anybody.
And he knew that's why he
ever,
paid the money.
Right. I don't think anybody ever, well, some people did doubt her. But, you know, I don't think any of us sitting here doubted her for 1 minute. But I think everybody just wanted to sit back to see if all the other allegations were true. That was coming because it was just like the Tiger Woods effect all over again. It was one, second, third, fourth, and then here comes this Bill Cosby. Like 50 people coming forward saying the same thing that you did. And it's a pattern. You pay attention to patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Puffy is a part of the pattern game. And now everybody has paid attention to the pattern. And now the evidence continues to be released bit more, you know, more and more every time. Because I noticed when he felt as if it was okay to post his children, he always, every year, mm-hmm. he gives the special Mother Day shout outs to all his children's mother.
The moms, right.
And including his mom. And so then he posted this beautiful picture of all him and his children all together. 2 days, 3 days later,
boom.
What comes out? The video of him beating Cassie down.
How dare you be happy, sir?
Right.
How dare you try to move on with your life as though nothing has happened.
Unforgiven. Luke Campbell, Uncle Luke,
mm-hmm.
Feels as if the people that he sued, the liquor company,
mm-hmm.
that he sued, he feels like maybe they're behind this because they was like, how dare you sue us?
Mm-hmm.
And we was helping you make money.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like maybe he was like, it's just a string of people just coming to say, okay, we're gonna take this man down. I hate to see anybody's life just go into pieces, but then you gotta look at the cause and effect. Because you did this.
This is the effect of
this. This is the result of your actions.
But when it all comes down to it, it's about truthfulness, honesty.
Right.
Even if he didn't see it coming, I could see him doing just a, you know, a very intimate post about, hey, I'm a man before I'm anything. I've made some bad decisions. Mm-hmm. I haven't always treated people right. I haven't always done things fairly. But I am getting help, mm-hmm. and I'm doing what it takes to be a better man. If you had gotten ahead of all of this with that statement, I could respect you more.
Mm-hmm. No, just respect.
Right.
I ain't going to even say more.
I could respect you, or I could respect everything coming out, because I could say what he said. It was he was troubling, and you know, he was not himself, or he was how did you do it when you being altered by drugs or whatever, you know,
mood altering or substance
so altering. Could be demon altering, who knows, we don't know what the hell going on. So he was not himself while he was doing these things, but getting ahead of what the actual truth is with your truth, to me, is so important. Like, I always joke on the show, like, I'm going to run for president. Mm-hmm. But I know in running for president, I got some skeletons, some niggas going to come out and be like, why I fucked up? seem like no president when I had the goddamn membership switch back in 1996. Mm-hmm. And guess what? When I go... When I go for my presidential, which call that when you go back and forth with the people?
Debate.
Debate.
And they bring Taquan from the back. I ain't never had sex with nobody named Taquan. No, it ain't. But when y'all bring him and be like, so who is this? That's the nigga from the Embassy Suites I fuck. Okay, come on. Let's go. We talking about the matters at hand. Right. Because you ain't finna trip me up here. Where I be like, I ain't do that. I don't know that man. I didn't do that.
All right, Bill Clinton. I'd never had a relationship.
I met a mad freak nigga. He bit me up across the balcony. And yeah, we had a good weekend. Shit, we all do it. Let's go. But answer the question.
Here's the thing. I don't think he ever thought he was going to get caught.
No. That's the problem.
That's that God-like complex.
Yep. He thought he was invincible.
I'm so big. I got so much money.
I got people behind
me. Loves me so much.
Money
I can never be
that.
Taken down. Mm-hmm. You're never bigger than God.
No.
You're never going to be equal to God. Mm-mm. I don't care how much money you have. And that is the problem. People think because... I am a socialite and I know this person and that person and I'm Prudence Wellington. Mm-hmm. My husband is.
I don't give a fuck who your husband is. You know how many times I done heard that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hell, I ain't like my own husband. What makes you think I
you
care about you?
You get up and put your drawers on every day like me, Prudence.
But you always heard that say everything comes at a cost.
Right.
His fame came at a cost. He made sure that he sacrificed, I guess I could say, his integrity for fame.
I think all celebrities sell a little bit of their soul for that, though.
They do.
In a sense.
Because if you were a true, humble person, you wouldn't be as successful as someone who sold their soul to the devil.
You think? Because I look at Tab a lot. I love Tabitha Brown. Mm-hmm. She's never switched
She hasn't, but Tab had to work so much harder
than everybody else to get to where she is.
But the fact is she did stay humble, and that goes back to me saying that you will be rewarded type deal. She said, but it took her longer, and she had to work a whole lot harder.
I think about Sherry Shepherd and Niecy Nash. I mean, they have been on the scene for a long time. I don't think they're just now getting the recognition that they deserve.
And they've been in this, what, 20, 30 years?
Yeah, at least.
Look how long it took them to recognize Jennifer Lewis.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Yes.
So you get there. It comes with a lot of scrutiny. And you have to work a whole lot harder.
I would just take the long road.
I would, too.
I'm just that authentic and humble. I will sacrifice and take the long road.
And honestly, too, and I mean, I know people may, you know, call or write in or whatever and say, Sue, I don't know. I even think maybe Steve Harvey took the long road, because he had been out for a long time. He had been on the comedy circuits for a long time before he got the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I mean, not Morning Show, but the Steve Harvey Show on TV. I just think he was there in the 70s, in the 80s. He was homeless. You know, he tells his story all the time on how he was. And then, you know, he became this big figure. I think I even think he made it.
I think he took the long road, but I also think that he has allowed
that. Mm-hmm. Come on.
This to alter who he is now.
Yes.
Because I've been to his shows. I've heard him say some things that I was like, oh my God, I would have never got that from you.
Right.
Because I thought you were that humble person. But this fame has gotten to you.
I think it was Marjorie. Think it was Marjorie.
No, I think it's the fame. I think it's the money.
That's what I think it is.
I think there was a pinnacle in his career where he was allowed to take the red pill or the blue pill. Where he could keep struggling upstream or he could take the fast road. And he decided to take the
fast road. What about Ricky Smiley?
Nope.
He's still humble.
I think Ricky Smiley has always been his true, authentic self.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him in that category.
Yeah, man, Tom. I mean,
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell happened to Brian McKnight.
I think that's mental.
This nigga done lost his whole mind.
I think that's a chemical imbalance.
Brian McKnight has sang some of my favorite songs. And I'm just listening like, nigga.
But we just have to remember that we are all human, and people are going to make some mistakes, and some mistakes are just going to be huge.
Yeah,
and maybe it'd be unforgivable to some.
And when you are not feeling yourself, or you feel like things are just overwhelming, take a break.
Yeah, it's okay.
Go off the grid
if you don't do a Dave Chappelle.
Oh my God!
And he's still around.
Yes. But that was the smartest thing for him to ever do.
Yeah.
Damn.
I get it.
We need to preface that. Like, you got to do a Dave Chappelle.
You got to do a Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. It's a bunch of them.
Because that nigga came back like, yeah, I'm back. Let me tell y'all what the fuck happened.
Right.
And then after he was like, yeah, and I took a break, and let me tell y'all what the fuck happened. He went back then to hiding the kids.
Yeah. But you know who else is, I feel like, kind of like that? Andre
3000.
He comes in and out. It's like a wave.
He's like, surprise.
And he stays a short time before it can become too much. Guess what?
He's out again.
He's gone again.
I think he's just protecting his peace.
But that's
Andre 3000. He's a Gemini. Yeah.
But I got to see what Dave Chappelle is.
Yeah. Now I'm curious to know he is too.
Yeah.
But they just protect their peace and they keep going. I mean, and look at my girl. Look at Lauren. Now, Lauren Hill, we got to work on being on time. However, like I told them one time on another episode, like, Lauren really don't even have to make another
album.
She
don't play by herself.
No. She don't have to make another one.
No.
But her son confirmed that she's making one now.
Yeah.
Because he has her out. Yeah. And she was on Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
So, and she still sounds good.
Dave is a Virgo.
He's a Virgo.
August 24th, 1973.
Oh, he got the same birthday as my brother. Well, no wonder why he's dang on food.
I thought Dave Chappelle was older. He's just 50.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Baby, he don't been roll hard.
And wait a minute. He was hanging with Rick James and them like that?
Oh, did you not hear me say roll hard, put up wet? Oh, he don't had a life, baby.
Good Lord.
That's why his ass so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Look, David Carey Weber.
C-A-R-I?
K-H-A-R-I.
Well, you know, his name was supposed to be spelled like that. Yeah. Yeah. But then I switched it so it could look like his dad's name.
But and I didn't know he was married.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, the Asian lady, right?
Yes.
Okay. So. Elaine. That's Elaine 2001. Ain't that something?
Oh. But you just, once again, boundaries.
But I like the fact that it was so many things. Like, I didn't know Dave Chappelle had two kids. I just kind of vaguely remember his wife. I like the fact that I don't know that much about you and you're a celebrity.
And so I think that's what a lot of them are doing. Like, everybody got mad at the baby, Little Mermaid.
Haley.
Got mad at her because
you didn't tell everyone you were pregnant.
It was none of your business.
None of your business.
All of them knew. You don't think Oprah and all them knew she was doing Color Purple and all that stuff? So what?
She didn't announce it to the world.
You have permission to keep yourself some
private.
Stuff private.
Mm-hmm.
That's That's like them Kardashian children. Some of them didn't want
them
everybody.
Niggas, them niggas don't give it. Rob is my favorite
I mean, like, they didn't want you to know they were pregnant.
Yeah, Rob is...
I don't fool with them. She fool with Rob like they friends.
They are. I just say out of all the Kardashians,
yes,
he would be my favorite because he just say, I don't really fuck with y'all. Like, y'all my family, but I can't really fuck with y'all like that because y'all own some other shit that I ain't own. And that's me inside of my family. I love y'all, but I can't really fuck with y'all on that level because y'all do some sucker shit that I just don't
agree with. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But that's all right.
That goes back to when we say boundaries. Mm-hmm. You have set your boundaries and you're sticking to them.
Right.
And it don't matter who it's from. Family, friends,
right,
significant other, lovers, absolutely, coworkers. It doesn't matter. These are my boundaries. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in the scripture, a lot of that was based on boundaries, the loss of boundaries. A lot of that shit happens because ain't no boundaries.
I can think of a lot of things in my life that probably shouldn't have happened because I didn't stick to my boundaries.
Amen. Neek, I'm with you. I'm with you. I could have made a lot of better choices, a lot of things. I could have not been involved in a lot of things. It was just
it's not even that I didn't have the boundaries. I set the intention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just didn't stick with it. You know, you don't whisper something in my ear and I was like, you know what?
Okay. But that's what accountability and responsibility is about.
Yes.
When you can be accountable for your actions and say, look, man,
I'm very self-aware now.
I did it. Like you said, Yosh, if Puff would have said, look, this is what I did.
Gotten ahead of the game.
I sure did. Mm-hmm. This is all, but this has happened in my past. I am a better man. Now, some people wouldn't have liked it, but it would have been
said. It would have been the truth.
He sat there and blatantly said,
I ain't do that.
None of these things are true. But now, I will say, maybe he wasn't talking about the information with Cassie so sweet. Maybe he was talking about the other things. But see, now.
You can't trust anything he said.
And you can tell. I just think this is. I guess watching Scandal and all these other shows, you can tell that this was strategically placed at this set in time to say, boom.
Yes.
But we got you.
Even the apology didn't seem sincere to me because he's just saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what?
He's not specific.
Even in a relationship, when I'm mad with someone and they say, I'm sorry, what are you sorry for? Because I need you to explain to me what you're sorry for so that you know what the fuck you did.
Right.
Because I'm sorry is so general.
Right.
Say what you're sorry for.
Mm-hmm. You brought up a point when we was talking offline about R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. And that he... I don't know. He's never admitted anything.
He
never denied it either. But he talked about his past and his molestations and all of that. And sometimes that can either make you more sexually promiscuous or it could take you down another spiral.
Why would you bring up your past if you're still not going to admit to what you did?
I think he didn't admit or deny it and maybe he was told by his counsel just don't say anything at all, but I just recall him coming on, I don't know if it was the BET Awards or something, and he told everybody, you know, you need to holler at me now if you want, thank you for, you know, sticking by me, but if you holler at me now if you need something produced or something done, because I know I won't, you know, I don't know how long I'm gonna be out. And that's what he said. I remember him saying that. And I was like, yeah, I mean, but Lord, you know, the trial.
He knew what's coming.
Yeah.
But why not get ahead of that and say, I am a man first. I've done some things I'm not necessarily proud of, but I'm in therapy. I'm getting help. I'm trying to resolve some issues within me.
Right. And so I think because he discussed his past and, you know, the things that happened to him, and he is saying as a result of this, this is why my behavior was directed towards these young girls.
So do you think that he is holding himself accountable because he did not deny?
I just would, I guess the all of us would like to hear more and hear what he has to say. But then I did, and I'm going to be honest with you, when he was on there with Gayle King in that interview.
That interview, yeah.
I just, I couldn't even watch
it. I was saying, I couldn't watch that. I think I stopped it halfway through.
I think I just, and Gayle would be like me, and like Robert.
Gayle's like, okay, Robert.
If you don't sit your motherfucking ass down in
Robert,
the chair.
Have a seat, please.
Get yourself together.
Robert.
But he was acting out then.
He flipping chairs and shit. You know,
I wish I would have been Gayle King in that room. I'd have been like, sit your $5 ass.
I want to know, how did she hold her composure like that?
So you had soft to Gayle for that.
It is a gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a gift. I think it's just kind of like in a way.
She had that same face in the R. Kelly. She had that same face and hair.
Don't.
She did it.
Don't do it. No, we're not doing that. Leave your namesake alone. Stop.
Yeah, look the same way she did it. That goddamn photo shoot.
No, ma'am. See,
I'm sorry.
See, you started it. See,
I wanted to get ahead of myself and say, no. I apologize.
That we was doing good. No,
don't do that.
Sometimes I pick at people. I'm wrong for that.
Did you see the gold swimsuit?
I did.
I thought maybe the gold swimsuit.
But you know, I'm pulling Martha's for her now, right?
The gold swimsuit and that green one.
Oh,
that's Martha.
Okay.
But did you see Gayle?
Actually, looking.
But
like...
the gold and the green swimsuit, I think, should have been on the cover. She should have done the cover.
Looking like she took that wig right out the pack.
We don't had a squirrel moment. We don't lost it again.
She looked like she took that
comeback
thing right off the comeback out the bag.
How can we?
Okay.
The question is, because I'm bringing you back.
Bring me
I'm
back.
I'm bringing you back. How can we be our sister's keeper? And brother mm-hmm. and sister's keeper, how can we?
Well, they got to be open to the keeping.
Yes, they
That's
have to.
That's true.
They have
that
to.
That is true.
That is, I think that is a huge component.
Right.
So I guess if they ask your advice, and I would just say, I'm speaking to you from a place of love,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
I want you to be a better person for you mm-hmm. and your community and your loved ones, and be honest with people. Stop being, what do you call them? What do you call the men when they co-sign on their homeboy bullshit? Mm-hmm. Yes, men. Yes. Stop being yes, men.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being, you know, I ain't see that happen. Mm-hmm. I ain't speaking on that. Like, you have to say something is wrong when you see it.
But mm-hmm. how often do people get offended when you call them on bullshit?
Man.
Amen.
And the thing is, though, I'm just addressing it with you. I'm not the problem.
It's just it's a way you say things. It's like, if someone had came to Robert and said,
no, Rob,
no not
way,
today.
No how, not today.
If someone would say, Robert, I respect you as a musician, as a man, as a father, as a husband, but I've seen some things and they are not of God. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see you lose your career
mm-hmm.
based on that. Would you like me to see if I can get you some help? Because I can see this going into a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody stepped up and had that conversation with him.
I believe they did, and he didn't care.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly. Think about how many people we know.
Maybe somebody did, but maybe it wasn't.
He thought they was at a consenting age.
Who?
Robert.
Who thought they was at a consenting age?
Robert Kelly.
No, he didn't.
That goes back to
he
that
never
whole,
thought that.
That's
he
that
knew
whole
how old
mental
they were.
Thing. That's the whole mental thing.
Like, well, you know, in some states, consenting ages vary.
14. 16, 15, it varies.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's the consenting age, what was the...
He probably
What was
assumed.
The point of you doing it the way you did it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know how people move
Robert,
when they know
Robert
something
knew
is wrong.
He was wrong.
Yeah.
Robert didn't know he was wrong.
Yeah.
He knew he was wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong as rain.
I think it was the presence of the person and who was telling him...
Mm-hmm. And versus, maybe he had some of that God idol type stuff going on.
I believe
too,
so.
And but, was like,
yes,
I'm R. Kelly. I'm untouchable.
I married Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got away with a lot before it actually caught
you
up
know,
with him.
He was a successful mm-hmm. producer.
Yeah. But like, like this thing with Puffy, like I just think it's the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's about to get a whole lot worse.
What you said earlier, Pandora's box.
Pandora's box is like, gosh.
What you say is barely open.
I'm gonna say kiki, and something else gonna shoot
so
out.
So it's just like, that's why I say we're still making generalized statements. I'm sorry. I need some help. I think if you're able to, I did this. I mean, you have to go graphically, mm-hmm. but I can already see things spiraling out of control at this point. So mm-hmm. here it is. I stole some money. Mm-hmm. I did this. And that's what it was. And there's my truth.
Yeah.
What can anybody say to that? Because it's going to come out later.
Yeah, it is.
I respect you for truth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What yep. I say all the time, I would prefer for you to tell me a hard truth than an easy ass lie.
Comfort me with a lie.
That's yep. it. Tell me the hard truth any day than an easy lie.
Because 9 times out of 10, I already know it's a lie.
It is.
And then when people ask you. Sometimes I sit there and entertain you yeah. because I just want to see what story you can come up with. I mean, maybe that's some of my, that's one of my pleasures.
Yeah. I just want people to realize that when someone is asking you something, 9 times out of 10, they already know what it is.
We already know.
So that's your opportunity right there mm-hmm. for full disclosure.
Yep.
You see the water boiling. You just going to let the shit run all out the pot?
That's it, man. Versus turning the pot off.
Yeah. I don't understand that. But, yeah, we're going to wrap it up because we can't even do a whole show and with Puffy and his, like, we would have to go.
Everything that's going on, we need to do, like, a mini-series because every week is something new.
Because it was the... We think he had something to do with Big's death. We think he had something to do with Tupac's death. We think this. I just think there's going to be a snowball avalanche of shit now.
Especially with him dropping that list of names.
Yeah. That's a lot.
He said if he go down, he taking the whole entertainment world down with him.
Okay, he done Nino. Did the whole Nino Brown. Goddamn.
The educated brother from the bank, huh?
Well,
Akbar.
We want to thank you all for listening. Please tune in on all your free podcasting platforms to check us out. Check out our social media, Unapologetic Talk at The Very Necessary on Facebook and on Instagram, The Very Necessary Podcast. Susan.
Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
And we out.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye.